KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We start in the Gaza Strip, where we are moments away from seeing the release of four Israeli women hostages. Dozens of Palestinian militants have arrived at a key square in Gaza City and are expected to hand them over to the Red Cross. The planned release comes under a truce deal in the Gaza Strip, in the Gaza war, that's also expected to see 200 of Palestinian prisoners freed. Palestinians displaced by the war to southern Gaza should be able to begin returning to the north after today's releases. The truce has also led to a surge of food, fuel, medical and other aid into rubble-strewn Gaza. Several Red Cross vehicles can be seen at present at the square, filled with thousands of onlookers. And back home, a pedestrian's been killed in an accident involving a car in Durban's Newlands West area. According to KZN VIP's Gareth Naidu, the driver of the vehicle lost control, knocking the walker down on Newlands West Drive.
Upon arrival, a pedestrian was found 15 metres away from the initial scene and sadly showed no signs of life. The pedestrian was declared deceased on scene by KZN VIP medics and the driver was detained by SAPS for further processing. Circumstances leading up to the crash cannot be confirmed at this time.
And more than 11 million rand has been raised at the Police Charity Golf Day. The event took place in Mount Edgecombe yesterday with the aim of raising money for the SAPS Education Trust Fund. The fund supports the educational needs of children whose police officer parents died in the line of duty. SAPS spokesperson Amanda van Wyk.
More than 100 golfers from corporate companies across the country participated in this fundraising event in KwaZulu-Natal. Since its establishment in 2010, the South African Police Service Education Trust Fund has assisted and paid for the educational needs of more than 1,000 children. More than 50 have graduated, while more than 140 have matriculated.
Luis Ongobo is the 19-year-old son of a late sergeant from Pinetown. He says the initiative helps to ensure the financial burden doesn't fall solely on the surviving spouse.
It's a good way to bring awareness to those who have lost their parents, because it's actually a tough thing to lose a parent, especially on duty, because it's, for some people, it's quite traumatic. And I'm hoping that more people support this.
Your top story this hour, dozens of Palestinian militants have arrived at a key square in Gaza City where four Israeli women hostages are expected to be handed over to the Red Cross soon. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest local and international news. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.